Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
At last, the sun had set on the longest day in history. Quote, "Then Joshua returned and all Israel with him to the camp at Gilgal." Joshua 10, verse 15. Was it time to rest? Not yet. When the New Testament reminds us of the story about Joshua and his troops, we're encouraged with these words, quote, "Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest." Hebrews 4:11. Or as Amy Carmichael put it, "We shall have all eternity to celebrate the victories, but we have only the few short hours before sunset in which to win them." As they recovered in their tents, word came that there was more to be done. Quote, "The five kings have been found hidden in the cave at Makeda," it was reported to Joshua, to which he responded, quote, "Roll large stones against the mouth of the cave and set men by it to guard them." Joshua 10, verses 17 and 18. Then, after all the territory they could take had been secured, the troops gathered at the cave and the five kings removed. Quote, "When they brought out those kings, Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said to the captains of the men of war who went with him, 'Come near, put your feet on the necks of these kings.' And they drew near and put their feet on their necks." Verse 24. After the horrible defeat in the Garden of Eden, God promised he would send the seed of the woman who would be bruised in his mighty showdown, but would bring his heel to bear on the serpent and crush him. Now, if this is a prototype of that victory, why would representative men rather than Joshua put their feet on the necks of the enemy? Ah, says Paul, that's because, quote, "The God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly," Romans 16:20. If God has, quote, "put all things under Christ's feet, and we're his body," Ephesians 1:22 and 23, wouldn't that put those things under us as well?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.